Well, I mean, it amazes me that the people who make the sport are the players. And, you know, like if you look at my squad today, the highest paid of them would earn less than half of the salary some people in the RFL makes.
That's not fair?
Absolutely not. You know, the players are the stars. The players who risk their lives and serious injuries every week they play, not the RFL.
You clearly are unhappy with the new TV deal and the way it was agreed.
Well, very unhappy to be called 24 hours, given 24 hours short, you know, notice to go and discuss a TV deal. When we got there, I had no papers to refer to. I had to rely on the PowerPoint presentation that was given to us. And quite clearly, I was not happy with it. From what I understood of it, the duration, 8 years, you don't commit to a single broadcaster for 8 years at a time when there's other players in the field.
What should have happened then that didn't happen in terms of the TV deal?
Well, for a start, we should have been given a lot more time to, to consider the deal. We should have been talking to other players, and we shouldn't be rushing. After all, we still had a three-year deal with Sky. Why rush into making commit yourself for another 5 years?
So it's a short-term gain.
It's absolutely. That's what I've said before. It's a short-term gain. Nobody looked ahead and seeing the, concerned about the future of the sport.
Should, in your opinion, and I think you've said this previously, should the Super League clubs have more control of the sport overall? Or is it the leading clubs or all Super League clubs?
No, all Super League clubs now, been demonstrated to us over the last couple of months that there's an urgent need for us to take control of our own destiny and not just be told things. We need to run our game.
Talk about Salford. I know you're very excited about the start of the season. I know that your ticket sales are up 300% on this time last season. You want more people there.
Yeah.
Your coach will talk about pressure, and he knows that, and about the expectation. What about Marwan Kukash? In terms of the playing season now on the field of play, how much are you looking forward to that?
I'm very lucky. Look, everybody's talking about pressure, but I've been under pressure for the last 12 months. Remember when I first came in and I made a statement that some people probably laughed at me when I said, you know, I'm going to transform the club, I'm going to transform the team. And I've been under pressure to deliver. Now I've delivered the team, I've delivered the club, and it's for everybody to perform. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not going to describe how excited I am.
No. What represents, in your opinion, success for Salford this season, Marwan?
Definitely a top four.
Top four.
And I would be very disappointed if we are outside the top six.